Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On our Western Hotline is Bonte Hill. Bonte with 95.7, the game in San Francisco. And, of course, the Bills are playing the NFC West next season, which could end up being the best division in the league. What's one of the things I want to bring up? Bonte, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming up on our show very early out west.
Yeah, definitely early out here. It's about 6:35 in the morning on the West Coast, man. But I couldn't pass up the opportunity to talk to my guys in Buffalo, man. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're good. We're good. And I have football questions, but Bonte, as we get guests on, we're kind of getting a feel for how things are going in their respective cities. And I wanted to ask you, because I feel like San Francisco was one of the first, maybe the first major city to go into shutdown mode.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we've been shut down, it feels like, for an eternity right now. And the rules kind of came into place about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, just driving by the beach the other day and just trying to get some fresh air. There's barricades at the beach. There's cones at the park. There's signs at the park not to go into the park. I mean, it is ghost town out here. I've never seen it more dead, especially in my neighborhood. I mean, it's pretty eerie and surreal. All the restaurants, the local restaurants are closed. The bar scene's done. I mean, it is, it's for the best, no doubt about it. You know, it's a 6 feet distance and that we're seeing implemented all across the world. But, I mean, it is really surreal. And when it did take place, I think it took a while for people to really listen to the rules or obey what was going on out here. I mean, a few weeks ago, the beach was just packed, fellas, packed. And I'm thinking, all right, what's going on here? I get people want to leave the house and get some fresh air, but let's be smart out here. So there's barricades on the beach. Everything is shut down here, so we're trying to do our part out here on the West Coast, out here in San Francisco, to make sure we can get back to normalcy as soon as possible.
With the Niners, let's start with the losses this offseason. And we were just talking about Emmanuel Sanders earlier this hour, but let me start with DeForest Buckner. I know they're extremely deep and talented up front, but how much of a loss is Buckner, the trade?
I think it's a big loss. I mean, as soon as that trade happened, a source inside the organization texted me, said, boy, this is heartbreaking, because not only was he the glue of the defensive line on the field, he was the captain of the defensive line, the Bill Walsh Award winner out here in San Francisco. But, off the field, he was a fixture in the community. People were getting to know DeForest Buckner and his family, what he was doing for kids, what he was doing for communities out here. And you just talk about consistency. A lot of people say, well, DeForest Buckner, he's better than a 3-4 than a 4-3. Whatever. He took on a lot of double teams for Eric Armstead, Nick Bosa, and Dee Ford in that defensive line. He did the dirty work, and he was so stout against the run. I think it's a big loss just in terms of the leadership and being the glue of his defensive line. Now without DeForest Buckner, you have a guy who, you put the onus on Eric Armstead and Dee Ford to stay healthy. You know, up until last season, Eric Armstead had battled injuries. We've seen what happened with Dee Ford in Kansas City. He's missed seasons. You know, he's missed a lot of games in Kansas City. Last year, it starts in training camp where he has the tendonitis in his knee. And from there, it was just like, man, he can't stay healthy. So I think it's a big loss now. He's not a guy you're going to just replace with one player. They got to figure out, okay, how do we add here? And they obviously get DJ Jones back from his season-ending injury from a season ago. Lonnell Blair is back, but he's a guy where it's just like, damn, he's kind of irreplaceable here. So the onus is back on Eric Armstead and Dee Ford to remain healthy, because if they can't stay healthy, they're really going to feel the loss of DeForest Buckner.
Any other key losses, including Sanders? Who else would you bring up in the offseason discussion?
Well, they cut Mike Person yesterday, the starting right guard, but I think they're a little deeper at offensive line, more so than what people think. The Sanders loss, as you just mentioned, is a big one. But other than that, they had the same team coming back. You know, you look at cornerback. Richard Sherman's a year older, but he's still smart. He's still wise beyond his years. You still have Emmanuel Mosley and Akello Witherspoon at the safety position. They brought back Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward basically said no to the Las Vegas Raiders and came back to San Francisco. You still have the linebackers back in Fred Warner and Quan Alexander. So for the most part, this team is still intact, and it looks like they probably will go receiver at some point in the NFL draft. I know they have two first-round picks, two fifth-round picks, so they'll probably go receiver a little early here. But for the most part, they're bringing back the same team, fellas. And that's including the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, who – for some reason, everybody wants out of town.
Was there? Yeah, okay. I was actually going to get to the whole. Go ahead, Jeremy. The Brady.
Yeah, I wanted
stuff.
To ask about that. Yeah. Like, what's the feeling on Garoppolo, who has been good at times, but maybe is the feeling not good enough because of the kind of salary he commands and these, you know, up there as one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, it's really weird. Now, he's not front loaded his money, Jimmy Garoppolo. That is. So if you look at his deal going into next season, you know, when you look at a quarterback making $26, $27, $28 million. I think in today's day and age, you take that, especially when you're looking at what Jared Goff is getting paid, what Dak Prescott is getting paid. You look at the contract Tom Brady received. Fellas, it's weird because he was one thrower 7 minutes away from winning Super Bowl MVP and really shutting up the haters. And he had a really good season, especially the back half of the season where they did play Green Bay, Baltimore, New Orleans, three really tough games in a row. As Jimmy Garoppolo, for the most part, delivered, especially in the Superdome against Drew Brees. It's funny. On Twitter, 49er fans love Jimmy Garoppolo for the most part. I say 80% on Twitter, Niner fans are on board with Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, on my show, it's like mixed. I mean, we get calls every day saying the Niners should dump Jimmy Garoppolo. They should look at guys like Kirk Cousins and Tom Brady. So it is really weird how much heat he gets for a quarterback who just went through his first full season. Folks want him out of town for some reason, and he helped his team go 13-3. I think people look at the playoffs and say, well, how come Shanahan elected to run the ball so much? Well, the running game was working. The running game was working against Minnesota, a very good defense, and so he wanted to stick to the running game. And in Green Bay couldn't stop it. So why empty the playbook when you know you're playing in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks? I think people look at the end of the first half with Shanahan not calling a timeout of Super Bowl 54, not really running a two-minute drill until they did pick up a first down against Kansas City. I think it's the way he finished the game, Jimmy Garoppolo, that is. And so there were some people beating on the drum for Tom Brady, but I think it was 70% Niner fans in the camp and corner of Jimmy Garoppolo to bring him back. There was 30% here saying, you know what, you need to replace him because he'll never be the guy. So this upcoming season, fellas, where he's playing Buffalo and New England and the Jets and Miami, and I think the AFCs will be much, much more improved this next season. Those other three teams I mentioned, your Buffalo Bills and the Jets and the Dolphins, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have to ball out. He's going to have to perform this year, fellas, or Kyle Shanahan will be looking to move on from him because essentially his contract, fellas, is a year-to-year deal. The Niners can get out of it with not eating a lot of money, you know, 4.5 this year, 2.8 million next year in dead money. So there's a lot of pressure on him to perform, which is crazy because they're still holding quarterbacks to a standard of Steve Young and Joe Montana. It was like, that was 30 years ago, 25 years ago. Fellas, just let him be Jeff Garcia or Alex Smith and move on with their day.
We're with Bonte Hill from 95.7, The Game in San Francisco. Having said all of that, do you believe there were internal discussions about Brady?
Yes, absolutely. We're hearing reports that the Niners considered it and then they backed off, which tells me they definitely explored the situation. But I'll say this, with the ego of Kyle Shanahan, and he's borderline cocky, he believes that he is the best offensive mind in pro football. He believes he's the best quarterback on the roster due to what he does in practice and throwing the ball around. I do believe they looked at Tom Brady to say, okay, should we pay him? Should we move off of Jimmy Garoppolo? Because if Tom Brady comes here, we have to alter everything towards Tom Brady, and the window gets expedited to win the championship. I don't believe that the Niners really wanted that pressure. And they're probably saying, look, we just made the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. And I believe it's more Kyle Shanahan wanted to move off of Jimmy Garoppolo or having a trust issue with Jimmy Garoppolo than it's anything else. I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan wants to completely dump him, but why is Kyle Shanahan talking about Kirk Cousins the week of the Super Bowl? Why does he continuously say, yeah, I knew Kirk Cousins was going to be a free agent. I knew him out there in Washington. Why do you continue to kind of undermine your quarterback that you have, who is getting better and better and better and better? So I do believe there's discussions, and I think at the end of the day, John Lynch and company just said, look, Jimmy Garoppolo's fine. Continue to improve with him. Open up the playbook a little bit more. He will get better in his second. You know, we know what happened in 2018 where he got hurt against Kansas City, but let him play another full schedule and he'll be just fine. But fellas, to answer your question, there was definitely discussions about Tom Brady. There's no doubt in my mind.
Final thing for you. Top to bottom, since the Bills are crossing over and playing the West next season, top to bottom, do you think that'll be the best division in the league?
The AFC East or the NFC West? NFC West?
Yeah, NFC West, sorry. Yep.
Yeah. No, no doubt. I mean, I don't know if it'll be the best, but it's definitely going to be competitive. You know, Seattle's not going anywhere. I think Arizona with Kyler Murray is going to get a lot better, especially after the trade for DeAndre Hopkins. I think that offense is going to be a problem. They got better and better and better in that spread system in Arizona. But look, the NFC East with Dallas and Philadelphia, I think they'll be better. The South now with Tampa Bay and New Orleans, that's going to be a tough division. The North is always tough. AFC West is going to be sneaky good. You just never know. But I do believe the Niners, Cardinals, and Seattle are going to compete for a playoff spot. I think the Rams take a step back. They have so much money tied into the quarterback and Jared Goff and Andrew Whitworth, an aging tackle, Jalen Ramsey. Of course, they spent so much for the trade for him. Bringing them over to Jacksonville. I definitely think the NFC West is going to be the more competitive divisions in football. But I'm telling you guys, don't sleep on the AFC East out there. It's going to be sneaking good. Miami, I thought, got a lot better this offseason. Buffalo, that quarterback, man, is better than I thought. Trading for Stephon Diggs, doing what you had to do to bring a playmaker there. The Western New York. I think Belichick in New England is going to be very intriguing with that defense. I know they lost a lot of guys. And then the Jets with Sam Darnold. What do they do in the upcoming NFL draft and improve that offensive line? I think we're going to look at two competitive divisions in the AFC East and NFC West. Right now, probably the NFC West, to answer your question, is right now the best on paper. But let's see this thing play out, man. I think we're in for some big-time surprises next year in the NFL.
Bonte, be safe, be healthy. Thanks for giving us time early out there this morning.
Absolutely, guys. Take care out there in Buffalo, man. My wishes to everybody out there. Stay safe, wash your hands. Let's get through this thing together, man. We're going to be all right.
Amen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.